Throughout the Bible, historical accounts of kings, both great and small, are recorded. But these have all come and gone, the way of mortal flesh. Some rose to great fame and glory only to fall because of influence of sin. It was God's angel who first brought news of a king who would not fall, but would reign and bring blessings to all who believed in him. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Here was one who would be king forever. Throughout the Bible, historical accounts of kings, both great and small, are recorded. Have you ever stopped to think that when God gave Adam dominion over all things, he literally became the first monarch on earth? But Adam sinned, and in sinning he fell. Matthew unfolds for us the story of one who would be greater than Adam, one greater than any other king who ever lived. Here was a king who would not fall, but would reign and bring blessing to all who believed in him. He would become King of Kings.
Thank you.
For hundreds of years in the land of Judah had heard the prophets tell about the one who was to come and be their Messiah. In the Garden of Eden, God announced that the seed of a woman would bruise the serpent's head. He promised Abraham that the nations of the earth would be blessed through his seed. The prophet Isaiah foretold his coming when he spoke these words, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she will call him his name, Emmanuel."
Long ago, the prophet spoke it as a sign to Israel.
A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. His name shall be Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name shall be. Shall save his people from their sins. His name shall be Emmanuel. God the Father did the planning. On the earth his Son would dwell. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name shall be Emmanuel. He shall save his people from their sins. His name shall be Emmanuel.
It was the prophet Micah who foretold the birthplace of the Messiah many, many years before it happened. Listen to what he said. "But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel." The first announcement of the king as his mother Mary was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. Before this marriage could take place, she was found to be with a child by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, being a man of righteous principles, decided to quietly break the engagement without bringing public disgrace to Mary. However, an angel appeared to him in a dream saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for the child she is bearing was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." After the dream, Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem, his ancestral home, to be enrolled in a census decreed by the emperor, Caesar Augustus. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. The town was crowded, the inn was full, not a room could be found anywhere. Only a stable provided shelter as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords made his entrance into this world as a tiny babe.
Oh,
When the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and that she would become the mother of the Messiah, she kept these things in her heart and wondered about them. Now that the event had taken place, now that she could hold him in her arms, it is almost certain that she again had times of wondering. What would those infant's hands be doing, and where would those tiny feet be going in a few short years? Would his eyes behold selfishness and pain? Would his heart be ravaged by the cancer of sin? Time would tell what the future had in store for him, but now, just now, he must sleep. While the world about him slept, while shepherds were tending their flocks on the hillside nearby, and eager astrologers were studying the unusual star in the sky. Yes, just now he must sleep. Following the birth of a child, many people today send an announcement to their friends. The form of this announcement might range from a simple card to a spectacular billboard. God chose to announce the birth of his son to some lowly shepherds on a Judean hillside. and leave it to him to find a spectacular method. He sent angels from heaven to tell of this glorious event. He even told them where to find the babe, just as Micah had predicted, in the little village of Bethlehem. Something unusual about the angel's visit to the shepherds that night. Luke tells us that the glory of the Lord shone round about them. It had been many years since the Lord had revealed his glory to men on earth, but it most certainly was a night those frightened shepherds never forgot. With haste, they came and found Mary and Joseph in the babe, who was lying in a manger. After they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. That is, they told everybody they saw what had happened and what the angels had said to them. And all who heard it were amazed and expressed astonishment about the event.
Talking about the baby boy,
baby boy, baby boy, timing's all great.
others who came at a later date. They were wise men from eastern lands, men who in their astrological studies determined that the unusual star in the sky could mean only one thing: a king had been born, a king whose identity would be unparalleled, whose reign would be forever.